one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering, in the cold night a sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me.
Yes. Amen. Folks, one of these days they'll drive down the road and they'll see the graves with their mouths open. The people are in such spiritual ignorance they'll never know what took place. The rapture will be secret, except for those of us who'll be going home. May I remind you tonight, we're closer than we've ever been. It'll soon be over. They asked me in Waco and said, Brother Olaf, as they drove me to the airport, picked me up, they said, Brother Olaf, do you believe that the rapture is very near? And I said, have to be. I want everybody, all of my friends, everybody that I know, to be ready. And girls, if you're not saved, boys, if you're not saved, friends, if you're not saved, you'll be left. I believe that when I bring this message, give the invitation, every person that refuses to trust Christ, if the rapture takes place at midnight tonight, you'll never have another opportunity. Never. Your doom will be sealed. The Holy Spirit will take His majestic flight. All of God's children that have been saved will be going home. May I set you straight? I said every person that's saved will go together. There won't be one left, not a one left. All will be raptured and we'll join the Lord and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Have your Bible? Turn to that tremendous book called Romans. The book of Romans. It's a doctrinal book. It tells you about sin. It tells you about salvation. It tells you about service. It told you about the Christian life, the application of your faith. We're going to be in chapter 1 just for a moment, and then chapter 3 and chapter 6. In chapter 1 is a complete character depiction and description of America today. I think it needs to be read often, because of the perversion that we got in this country. Beginning at verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and the birds, four-footed beasts, creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Here's your result. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, and without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Turn to 2 Timothy for just a moment. I feel impressed to read. Beginning at chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days, now let's see if we're in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. That's homosexuality. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power, that's the Holy Spirit, thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Here's your picture. Colleges, degrees, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Notice, men, next verse, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. I want us to stand again with bowed heads. Our Father, we've read two of your great passages that picture where we are now. This is it. And I pray that the message may go forth with mighty power, and every sinner will be convicted, realizing that tomorrow this time may be too late to ever be saved. And I pray that right now, those that do not have reprobate minds will focus in on Jesus. Bless the sick, we pray, and all the requests that have come. And give me liberty to preach in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans 3. I have two texts I'd like for you to consider. I introduced the message by saying nobody ever wins in the sin game. Never. Nobody ever sinned and had victory in his sin. Nobody ever outsmarted the devil or defeated God. No way. There's never been a man that lived on the face of this earth that turned his back on God that had victory. That's the reason dope addicts don't get off of dope accidentally. That's the reason alcoholics don't quit drinking liquor accidentally. Sinners don't quit sinning unless they meet the Savior. But I want to face the results. In that third chapter beginning at verse 10, I'd like to see maybe if I'm not a little better than most of you. I'd like to figure out maybe if I haven't got a little rank I can pull. You know, there are people that like that. Man, you talk to me like I'm a reprobate. Nothing wrong with me. Is that right? Let me read it for you. There's none that understandeth. Verse 11. Verse 10, there's none righteous. No, not one. You know what that means? There's nobody that's right. Everybody in the building's wrong. Or has been wrong. That includes me. I never would have gotten right if I hadn't admitted I was wrong. There's nobody born the first time good enough to go to heaven. They're all born in sin, every one of them. Every baby is a magazine full of sinful propensities and possibilities. That's the reason a big article put out this horrible big article. And this reads the death knell of America. From diapers to sex, I mention again, there's no transition. A little baby, they take the diaper off, and the little baby goes into sex. A woman in this city called me, a man called me, and said, Brother Wolof, there's nothing that my little four-year-old girl doesn't know about sin and sex, and she learned it from her mother. What did he say? None righteous. No, not one. None that understandeth. None that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're together become impossible. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. That's where dead things go, isn't it? You know what a sepulcher is? With their tongues, they've used deceit. The poison of the ass is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Feet swift to shed blood. Destruction, misery are in their ways. Here's your result. The way of peace have they not known. That's the reason everybody's running the race to the drugstore. Trying to buy a little bottle of peace. A little pill of peace. There's only one pill that'll bring peace. That's a gospel. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, all the world may become guilty before God. You know, he said, I'm going to stop every mouth. I'll stop, Mr. Blowhard. I'll stop Miss Braggadocia. I'll stop every one of them. There'll come a day when they'll stand speechless. I talked to a man, never forget, one day, it's been many years ago. I said, are you a Christian? He said, no, sir. But I'm going to heaven. I said, how? My man, he said, I got a great mother and she's already there. When I go up there in heaven, knock on that door, she comes to the door. Don't you know she's going to let me in? I said, your ignorance amazes me. Your mother doesn't operate that door. She might let you stagger in the door that when she lived, but your mother didn't have anything to do with the door of heaven. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the reason I could preach a message on shorty. Because everybody's shorty. Everybody came up short of righteousness. Because we've all sinned and come short. Turn to chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. What kind of prospects does a man have when he gets saved? Shall he continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Verse 2. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? Therein, when I got saved, that's all of my cursing. No more. All the smutty jokes I ever told, I told before I got right with the Lord. And yet, you know, sad as it may seem, though I've never repeated a dirty joke since I've been right with the Lord. Not one time. I've never forgotten them. They linger in the memory. I wish nobody had ever told me a dirty joke. I've never used profanity since I got right with the Lord. Not one time. Man and his wife drove from a distant city. They sat in the service. They went back to the office. A very lovely couple. Handsome man and a beautiful wife. And probably the most beautiful little girl I've ever seen in my life. 11 years old and uncontrollable. Boy, that's a challenge to me. I just wish somehow I could have just took her for 30 days and just broke her like you do a bird dog. Make her woe. Make her back. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? Poor little old girl. And they said, "What, Brother Roloff, when I try to whip her, she turns and fights and scratches and then runs to the room and locks herself in a room. Man, before she'd know it, the door would be falling across her bed. I looked at the mother and I said, you sissies. You're the biggest sissies I've ever seen in my life. Let a little old girl, long, beautiful tresses hanging down over her shoulder, big old eyes, and the most beautiful girl, and just mean as the devil. I said, I wish she'd just use a curse word while she's in my office. I'd like to demonstrate how to handle her. I'm not a smarty lick. I just want to conquer that little old girl before she's ruined. Why, she said, Brother Roloff, she curses me. I said to that little girl, where did you learn to curse? And there was four eyes that focused on the mother. They didn't say one word. I looked at the mother and I said, Mother, why do you suppose they're watching you? She said, when I lose my temper, I curse. You see, like mother, like daughter.
With Christmas rapidly approaching, our special offer this year is An Old-Fashioned Christmas by the Rebecca Choir and Brother Roloff reading the Christmas story. Plus, While He Thought, a message about Joseph and Mary at the time of Christ's birth. Some of the most familiar songs are O Come Let Us Adore Him, O Come All You Faithful, and many, many more. We accept credit cards by calling 1-800
772-7507, or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now, to receive the music and the message, include at least $15 for the offer. That's $15. And the offer number is RO335-12. Or again, the offer is an old-fashioned Christmas. Offer number 335-12. And include a gift of at least $15. Our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507. And the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping that you all will have a wonderful holiday season, that you can worship and praise Him for His many, many blessings.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.